This is Dr. Olivero dictating for April the 12th of year 2023. The name of the patient is Thelma Ayers. The last name is A-Y-E-R-S. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female that is followed in this office because of the presence of CKD stage 2. The patient continues to have in the laboratory workup that was done in February 8th of 2023, a BUN that is 23, a serum creatinine of 0.75 when estimated with an estimated GFR of 84. The patient doesn't have any type of activity in the urinary segment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. Number two, it has been a year since she had the right adrenal gland removed by Dr. Carling, C-A-R-L-I-N-G, in Tampa. However, we don't have the pathology report, and we are going to make sure that the patient signs a release for us to obtain the pathology report of the right adrenal gland. Period. She has a CT scan to follow up the left adrenal gland, and it is 11 millimeters in diameter, and it's similar to the prior study that was done in 2022. The next number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, blood pressure today 158 over 84. She says that at home, she was doing much better. She is no longer on spironolactone. There is no evidence of alterations in the calcium. Following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysematous type, that is most likely associated to the nicotine dependence. Following number vitamin D deficiency on replacement therapy, the level is too high. We are going to change to one tablet every other day because the level is above 100, as I mentioned before. Following number, the patient continues to have elevated cholesterol. This cholesterol has been treated with fenofibrate. We are going to see if we can find an alternative in terms of diet as well as treatment. Following number, the patient has anxiety. She takes alprazolam as needed. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the CT scan, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.